The next item on our agenda is the report from the Interim Executive Director. Lydia, you have the floor.
Okay. Well, first of all, one of the very first items that I encountered was that I had received a call from actually Nancy Sorton, who's the director from WPFW, and that when she was donating on the Pacifica.org website, that it had this kind of a peculiar line underneath that referred to a particular project. She was wondering if her donation was going to go to that project. And what I discovered after after a couple of weeks, myself, John O'Mella, and Nancy Sorton, actually, was that the donations that were on that were being made on the Pacifica.org site had not been retrieved for us and deposited into our bank account for some time. How long, it's difficult to say at this point. I'm still in the process of retrieving additional reports. The good news is that I was able to finally, and this was originally set up by a webmaster who has not been with us since 2008 or 2009. We had to get his birth date. We had to, nobody had the password. And so nothing was being transferred to our operating account. So anyway, after all of that, and I can tell you, extremely time-consuming, needless to say, but finally we were able to get on and meet the criteria to become the new administrators of that account, and we were able to transfer $27,200 into our operating account. And it was made up of small recurring donations, mostly $10, $5 of people, 60 pages of donations that I now have to generate thank you letters for, and should. I mean, how grateful we are to have such loyal contributors to the Pacifica mission. It was very moving, at the same time very disconcerting, to think that we don't have enough controls to know how to download money that is being sent to us. I immediately checked with the other stations to make sure none of them were in that same situation and to become more familiar with the credit card mechanisms that they're using, which are varied throughout the network, I might add. However, at that point, I also decided, and I'm in the process of finalizing it, to add Act Blue to our site because it's a very popular site given this election year, and they handle nonprofits. A lot of nonprofits have gone to them because they're extremely efficient and timely, and people tend to love its use. But anyway, and so I should be finalizing that, and as an additional button, not an exclusive one. People have a choice. But it is attractive because it's on a lot of people's phones and so on and so forth. So that was right at the beginning anyway. Then I was going to issue a December appeal for the foundation. However, I noticed that most of the stations were doing their own end-of-the-year appeals, and I didn't want to interfere with that because the lists I would initially use are the one, are Pacifica lists, so membership lists. And I was going to use the same list that we used for the last election. Well, now we're updating those lists, so it makes more sense to do it for that as well. So I'm going to sneak in there with an appeal somewhere between the fund drives, because since everybody's in what seems to be constant fund drives, I have to find just the sweet spot to do that. But I think that we'll be in much better shape to do so. We have, as you know, if you have listened to the board meetings, we made the move of the national office from Berkeley to Los Angeles, which is where the articles of incorporation that's posted on the Secretary of State site, and I had requested their history back when I was the IED in 2016, 2017. 2015-16, and that's been since like 1976. So given the fact that we no longer had the building that used to house the accountants and our accounting is being held, is being taken care of out of state, then it only made sense, and of course the board agreed. So now we are located at 3729 Cahuenga Boulevard West, Los Angeles.
Hello.
Or North Hollywood.
This is a courtesy call from CBS Pharmacy for
Selene.
To continue, press any key.
Oh, I don't know what that is. Anyway, and move to Los Angeles.
Hello. This
North
is a courtesy
Hollywood.
Call from CVS Pharmacy for...
I think that's on Rhonda Gurner's line.
We are calling to inform that your prescription order
Rhonda?
Is available for pickup at located at 16 3rd Avenue Extension, corner of C Street and 4th Avenue, Chula Vista, California. You may pick up your prescription at your earliest convenience during normal business hours. For questions...
Rhonda Gurner, is that you?
Order,
everybody needs your microphone lit up.
425-1910.
That's not a message for me. I'm in
okay.
California.
So,
CVS Pharmacy.
So we
look forward.
So we are starting.
You, Rhonda. Oh, maybe it's not Rhonda.
So,
I'm sorry.
So the office is set up upstairs at KPFK, because that's the address for KPFK. And, so we're populating the office now, getting all of our, we have a computer there where I stop by sometimes during the day, sometimes in the evening. And then I'm in the process of retrieving some of the articles that were moved or are not around from the national office. And that will include, anyway, I don't have to go into all of that. Okay, so... that's where you can reach me, and we have a receptionist at KPFK. She knows what to do with the mail. She knows what to do with the forwarding. We will also, in terms of the appeals, be setting up a PO box now that the change is noticed on the Secretary of State site. Then we are able to do that. When for years the national office was in Los Angeles, as I said before, as noted in the articles. And at that time, they had a separate P.O. box so that it wouldn't get mixed up with the KPFK mail for their mail. So we're thinking to do that. We couldn't do that till we had the credit card change. And now we're set to go. We meaning the secretary and myself. There are all these logistical things. The Gmail has embedded some peculiarities that have yet to be resolved. But Jonathan Alexander will be helping me with that. John O'Malley tried, but we haven't received that, and we're also at maximum capacity in terms of memory for the ED at Pacifica.org. So mysteries abound. I'm still looking for files that I had seen at the Pacifica National Office. I'm not quite sure exactly where they are. Procedures. I'm trying to develop like a procedure book so that when you have a permanent ED, they don't have to sift through thousands and thousands of emails looking for a particular document. The other thing that I have said, I don't know if it has to be codified in a Pacifica National Board meeting motion, but it may be. And that is that what I have encountered is that so many of the EDs and staff and so forth have a Pacifica email with their title, as in ED@Pacifica.org, and then also had, and I never did, but I'm using this as an example, LydiaBrazon@Pacifica.org. So when a new ED comes in, as I did, then not only do I have to try to sift through ED at Pacifica, but then I'm locked out of anything else that has a Pacifica address, and we try to circumvent that with our technical staff, and sometimes it works, and this last time it hasn't worked. So whether documents are, you know, in all these different places, but especially since now we haven't had the luxury of having the ED in the same city as the office, although we do right now, that it's very difficult to keep track of documentation, which has affected some rather serious issues as well, as I'll get into. The handbook that was approved by the PMB in August had not been distributed, so I did distribute that to all the general managers. There is a form at the end of the handbook documentation, which is an e-document, and that each employee has to sign and acknowledge that they have read and received the handbook. And that was a gargantuan task that I applaud the board for having completed that process in 2019. Let me see. I'm still in the process of updating various entities, governmental entities, in terms of the change of address, such as the IRS, we did notify them, and the Registry of Charitable Trusts, we're doing that, and, you know, that sort of thing. So it's endless administrative types of things. In the midst of this, I have met with the PDs and the GMs around coverage, for example, for the Iowa caucuses. And the way that that developed, and it is, you know, the core of this foundation is volunteerism. So as it turned out, I received a call from Alan Minsky, who said he was going to be in Iowa anyway. He was a former PD at KPFK, and he's still a producer. And so around that, Ursula, the director of our affiliates program, suggested that we have the coverage with the affiliate station in Iowa, and that worked out extremely well. So it gave us the idea of launching a Pacifica Foundation TV. Unfortunately, it was a great setup. Jose Benavides from KPFK has undertook that project and had a wonderful piece initially of Laura Flanders and so forth, and we were going to carry all of the footage live, but because of the lack of bandwidth, and even though we bought the hotspot and so forth, just the avalanche and the overload of media and all of that made it impossible to do so live. However, the program itself, for those who listened to it, it was a national program, and it included Reverend Barber, it included Naomi Klein, Laura Flanders from KPFT, a pollster. I mean, we had, you know, just network-wide participation. And I think such a departure from what we get from the networks that it was truly refreshing. And I think that given that we did it not on the fly, because our people are usually pretty adaptable but also organized, and, you know, they stick to the intermittent announcements and so forth, and we're working across time zones in addition to that. We also had Spanish language coverage after, so from I speak and think in Pacific time zones, so you'll have to excuse me. We started our coverage here from 4 to 9, and then from 9 to 12 with Spanish coverage, with the Spanish programmers all participating, and we all had scripts. I mean, it was an amazing thing to see for everybody for that day. I don't think this is going to be possible for New Hampshire, but we will be, no doubt, updating everyone for that coverage, because we do have people there as well with whom we have very strong relationships. I do believe, and we haven't developed it yet, but I do believe the Nevada coverage might be considerably more extensive, given that two of your stations here, both KPFA and KPFK, are you know, not far at all from Nevada, and many of us frequent Las Vegas. But nevertheless, so it will be interesting times, very, very taxing on all of our staff, because at the same time, most of the stations are in fund drive. I also failed to mention that the year-end appeals went very well. I haven't had time to analyze the differences because some of those end-of-the-year efforts were rather amazing. They were really good. Were, you know, 150% over what they had thought they would do, both especially at W and at K. But everyone, most stations did quite well, regardless. And it was also what kind of held me back. I thought, oh, let me do my Christmas appeal, and then I started getting all these email Christmas appeals. So we were all going to kind of run into each other, and not in a good way. Let me see. So those are kind of
time for this item.
Okay, Lydia, how much more do you have?
I was just going to get into the finances and the bad stuff.
Okay, can we do that in 5 minutes? I can see. If
yeah, because
spend.
I don't. I mean, you know, we really need to have like a treasurer's report as opposed to my overview. So what has been the unexpected.
Let me
have to extend it. Right.
I move to extend 15 minutes for the meeting and this and 5 more minutes for this item.
I'll second that, Robin.
Hold on. Let me just clarify what you're asking for. You want to extend for this item 5 minutes, and then you want to go into
open session for 15 minutes.
So that means we want to adjourn for closed session at 10:30. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a second for that? Are there any objections? Okay. Seeing no objections, this item is extended by 5 minutes, and the open session as a whole is extended to 15 minutes. Go ahead, Lydia. You may continue.
Okay. So the unexpected items have just every time I turn around, there's something that either has not been posted before or that I certainly didn't anticipate. Certainly last week there was a very hefty attorney's bill that came as a result of the October WBAI situation, and that had not been entered into the books yet, and so that was alarming because we're barely on the line with everything because we have this additional election situation coming up with the bylaws and the litigation around that. Added to that is the fact that there are some outstanding property taxes at KPFA property. And so we have had to engage attorneys with specialty, that means different firms, and one to challenge the amount due itself. The other is to get us additional, more extensive exemptions than we even had before this became an issue. So all of those things pending, meaning that we have several times more in terms of attorney expenses. And I think that, you know, it just means concerted efforts. The good news, like I said, is that the stations are in fund drive. They're doing well. We've always had challenges with cash flow. That remains a real problem right now, but we're squeezing by. We did get the necessary court-mandated elections with the bylaws to at least get this far. So far, we're on time with providing the money to the election supervisor and, very importantly, to the vendors, I understood. And I expect, while Renee was speaking, I sent our accountant the question because I hadn't heard that the payment had not been received, but it may have already been sent. We are getting cooperation. When I get a note from the accountant, we're all just prioritizing what can we afford to pay and move money around and make as many partial payment arrangements as we can in order to facilitate these unexpected expenses. So that's what's facing us right now. But I am definitely determined to, as soon as I get past all of this nuts and bolts kinds of stuff, is to just concentrate on fundraising my appeal. I've written it, but I will send it as soon as, like I said, as soon as I can, and it doesn't interfere with this election process. There's just so much cross stuff that I don't want the distraction. I should have ActBlue up and running by no later than Monday, hopefully by tomorrow. And then so that's kind of like the grim news, but I see a light at the end of the tunnels as far as like the tax liability situation. And it also prompted me to look at all of our stations. Fortunately, KPFT has no property taxes that it has to, it doesn't owe that. The former GM and others had worked very hard to get that exemption. And then the and KPFK is completely current, and although they pay what I consider to be minimal property taxes, we are going to be working to have them completely exempt from any property taxes. But there are no problems at either one of those stations. So so that's where we are. So questions?
Yes, Lydia, I have a question. Could you give us, without going into details, a kind of a ballpark figure of the legal costs that Pacifica is being billed that arises out of the unauthorized shutdown of WBAI?
Okay, so I have sent one question regarding the statement to the one law firm involved, because there was an $80,000 item in there. Aside from the $80,000, there's $130,000 due. If you include that $80,000, then it was over $200,000 that would have been spent on that. And that does not include the bills for the defense of the case, which is not followed.
Lost revenue?
Pardon? Oh, and lost revenue. No, I haven't compiled that kind of an assessment until we find out what's going to happen with this bill and a few other items.
There are, of course,
we're at time.
Okay.
Okay, we're out of time, and I think we need to move on. I apologize that we don't have sufficient time to go around with a proper Q&A, but there's only so much time, and we do have some other important business to get to. Okay, the next item on the agenda is a motion on the percentage of windfall income to be used for loan repayment.
Chair?
Greg, would you like to present the motion?
Chair, this is Chris Corey. Can I be recognized?
We need to present the motion first, and then speak. Grace?
Yes. Okay. Does the motion, I should read the motion, but then there is an amendment that was put forward by Bill Crozier.
Well, Mr. put forward his amendment after we introduced the motion.
Okay. All right. So I will read the motion, and the title of it is Percentage of Windfall Income to be Used for Loan Repayment. Whereas the $3.1 million loan that is collateralized by Pacifica-owned buildings is due in about 13 months, and whereas thus far no agreed-upon plan has been put forward to pay the principal owed, and whereas there is no guarantee that the lender will be willing to extend the term of the loan, Therefore, be it resolved that at least 50% of any windfall income to Pacifica that is not restricted in nature be used to pay the principal on the loan, and further, that 30% of any windfall income to any of our stations or units that is not restricted also be used to pay the principal on the loan. Windfall income shall be defined as income of $50,000 or more and would include large donations, bequests, etc. All such income after this date, and this was put forward last week, so the date is January 30th, 2020. That would have to be adjusted to February 6th, 2020, if this passes, is subject to this policy. That completes the motion.
Okay, do we have a second for the motion?
Nancy will second.
Okay.
Bill with amendment.
Nancy to the
Mr. Chair, can I have the floor?
Hold on. The floor is
Jan
open.
Goodman to the stack.
Nancy to the stack.
Bill, okay. I'd like to make my amendment.
Let Bill make his amendment, and then we'll open the stack again. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, it's printed in the agenda. I emailed it to you before the meeting last week. It said to insert before there, therefore be it resolved the following. Whereas allocating a good portion of bequests and other windfall revenue for repayment of the big loan sounds reasonable under normal circumstances, but Pacifica also has over $200,000 of accounts payable, most overdue for critical services like accounting, audits, pension administration, and legal expenses. And then also insert the following after principal of the loan in both the therefore be it resolved clause and in the further that 30% clause. So the part to be inserted is and accounts payable for the national office. And then also insert a line about windfall income shall be defined before that. To insert this text, Pacifica Management shall also endeavor to ensure that all stations pay their essential services in full each month so that our critical services and accounts payable can be paid and kept current. And so the amended version is in the agenda with my changes in red. And again, the primary reason for this is so that because we're so far behind in paying many of our vendors, we can't just say we're going to ignore that and only use windfall revenue for the big loan. We have other critical needs that have to keep going. We have to keep paying in order for Pacifica to survive even up until the time the big loan is due.
Okay. Do we have a second for this amendment?
This is Eileen. I would like to make what I think is a friendly amendment to this amendment.
Need to have a second before this amendment to be discussed.
Okay, and I'll second it.
Nancy to the stack.
Okay. The amendment has been seconded. Nancy, you have the floor.
Okay. Wait a minute, Alex. Didn't I ask to have before, please?
You asked before the floor was open.
And Jan Goodman also did.
I know. That would put me first on the stack, right?
Nancy is now on the stack. Chris, you wanted to be on the stack. I'll put you on.
I want to be first on the stack, please. Nancy, okay. Do you mind?
I just have,
excuse me.
I think what I have to say you can.
Go ahead, Nancy.
May the parliamentarian interrupt.
Yes, you may, Mr. Tatum.
Mr. Chair, there should be two stacks, one for the amendment and one for the main motion, and I think there is some confusion because some people ask to be on the stack for the main motion, and then the amendment intervened, and then other people start asking for the stack. So, Mr. Chair, if you would make it clear what stack they want to be on.
I don't recall who wanted to be on the stack for the main motion. Right now, we're just taking a stack for the amendment. And what I have is Nancy, Chris, and Van.
And Eileen.
And Eileen, okay? Then we'll get back to the main motion after we deal with the amendment. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. So, I'm proposing that we postpone discussing this amendment and the main motion, if that is okay by Mr. the parliamentarian, until the next meeting. And I'm proposing that because we can actually take this up in a mediation session where I will discuss what the next mediation session would be about. And I think we have time to, you know, it could be discussed then, and we could hammer out all these amendments and everything then during the mediation session and get different perspectives on it. And I hope that this is a very complicated motion, and we need to understand before we commit.
30 seconds.
So I'm moving that we postpone this until the next meeting when we can vote on it after we have a chance to maybe discuss it during the
meeting. All right.
Ron to the stack.
Hold on. Do we have a second for the motion?
I second that. This is Eileen. I second it.
Okay. We have a motion to postpone until the next meeting. Mr. Tatum, is that motion debatable? Mr. Tatum?
Maybe he's muted.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Let's just hear if are there any objections to postponing this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Who is that?
This is Ron.
Okay, Ron. I believe
my objection or what?
I still have a question for the parliamentarian, Mr. Tatum. Are you with us?
Alex,
yes, go right ahead. I'm with
debatable.
You. You may ask me the question, and I'm right here available. And I think the question is to postpone, and whether it is debatable. And the answer is yes, it is debatable.
Okay,
and
but I have a second question.
And the reason why it's debatable is because someone could amend and postpone it to the meeting after the next meeting. So that's why it's debatable. But go with your second question, Mr. Chair.
The second question is the item that we're postponing the amendment to the main motion, or is it the entire motion and the amendment?
It is the motion and the amendment together that's being postponed.
Thank you. Okay, this motion is debatable. Does anybody want to speak in favor postponing?
Chris Corey.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. I was actually going to suggest that we should move this to the NFC committee. I'm requesting that it get referred to that committee. So that was what I was trying to do at the top of this. Before you put me way down on the stack, and it would have saved a lot of time. But so wherever that needs to get inserted, I would like to insert that.
I think you can at this point, because that would be an amendment. We can only go down one level.
Mr. Tatum, can I get your opinion? When do I need to move to refer this to committee?
When it comes back.
Okay. All right, give me a second on that one. One second here.
Thank you.
It could be a substitute for the motion to postpone.
You would not be able to do that because you would not be able to commit it to the committee because the motion to postpone is a higher precedent. So
okay,
that motion
you,
would be out of order.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nancy, a question for the parliamentarian, Mr.
Chair. Ron to the requesting the stand. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I heard that.
And Lydia after Ron to the stand.
Lydia.
Chair, point of order, this is Lawrence.
What is your point of order, Mr. Reyes?
The point of order is that that we're debating whether to postpone or not. And we keep asking the parliamentarian more questions, and he already made a ruling that you agreed with. So I'd like us to get back into debating the postponement and moving on.
Okay, but there are a couple of questions that were asked. I'd like to hear them. I think there was one from Nancy, and there was another one. I can't even remember anymore. Nancy, what was your
question for the parliamentarian? Can the motion to refer be a substitute for the postponement motion?
No.
Okay. Can we just go to a vote on the motion to postpone?
No, we had a stack. You had Ron and you had Lydia.
You're correct. Okay. Sorry.
Time. Ron, we're gonna be out of time for the whole meeting in 1 minute.
I understand that.
I'm gonna call for orders of the day, Chair, and I'll be recognized. Orders of the day.
Ron.
Yes. But listen, I object to this postponement for the reasons it's being offered up. My objection is this. I do not want this item to be discussed in mediation. I think it's totally inappropriate because all the board members are not part of that mediation process. So any motion that suggests that we postpone this item so that it can be debated in mediation, and in mediation sessions, I object to, and I will vote against. And I urge my colleagues to do the same.
Okay, Lydia?
Yes, I was going to say that it's completely unacceptable. You can't discuss board business with non-board members or in front of, and as part of mediation, it's completely not acceptable. I understand the good intention because there'll be a schism here, but there are tons of schisms we can use as examples, but certainly not this, especially since it involves some confidential documentation of the loan, et cetera, and so forth. But anyway, that's my opinion on having this at mediation. I would have liked to have seen...
Point of information, that's not the motion on the floor to put it in mediation.
Okay, hold on,
yes.
Hold on.
Yes, it is.
Lydia, if I'm fine, and Nancy could speak for us, so I don't think the intention was to do board business in mediation. I think Nancy was thinking that... We'll be in a better position to act on this board business after we have a mediation.
Well, that was not my only comment. Then, if I was wrong in what she had suggested,
I believe that is what she, I'm not sure, but she can speak.
No, I think Alex captured it. Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not finished. That was not my reason for being on the stack.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. And so I would like to see something a little bit more nuanced that was, and I, by the way, I just applaud this effort because we can't just pretend that this loan isn't going to come due, for the love of God. We have to plan for it. Mm-hmm. But we need to reconcile this with a motion that we just passed last month with where we were saying the 30% again, toward the interest, I believe, if I'm correct, Chris can correct me. And the GMs are asking me for some direction relative to their budgeting process. So when we're coming up with these motions, I want to make sure that they're not contradicting or overlapping. And the last motion with the previous 30% came from the Finance Committee, And so I just don't want any more confusion, because we don't have the luxury of time with any of these issues. But I really think it is important to think about paying down the loan itself and not just the interest. But I am so overwhelmed with contradictory emotions as I look through the avalanche of emails and minutes and so forth. So I would not object to it going to the Finance Committee. It still would have to come back here immediately, as long as there's no a lot of time lost on it, so that it would come back to us by whatever our next PMB meeting is scheduled for, or after the next Finance Committee meeting.
We are out of time, and we just immediately have to go to a vote. We have to vote on the motion to postpone. Grace, take the roll. No more discussion. Sorry.
A clarification. We're voting to postpone this to the next meeting, right?
Out of order. We have to immediately go to a vote because we are out of time.
What are we voting on?
On whether we're voting on the motion to postpone this item until the next meeting. Grace, can you take the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
All right. Donald Goldmacher? Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Yes. Hey, Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Okay. Martha Peterson?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
No.
All right. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Sean Rhodes?
Nope.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. Mansour Sabah? Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Who's that?
Tom Voorhees?
Pardon
me?
No. That was no.
No. Okay, thank you. Let me count this up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 noes. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote no.
Okay. So this motion to postpone fails.
We now go to the vote on Bill Crozier's amendment. Grace, could you take the roll?
Can you repeat the amendment, please? Or at least the gist of it?
We don't have time. It's in the agenda. If you want to take a look, look on the agenda. I really don't think we have time to do that. We are out of time.
Okay, Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
All right, Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Okay, Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Come back to, okay, Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Okay. Martha Peterson?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes. Although, request for information or for the parliamentarian, I wanted to make a friendly amendment. When can I do that?
Just out of order, Chair.
I'm asking a question.
There's no question.
Okay. No questions during a vote.
All right, go ahead. Never mind.
Okay, sorry. Mansoor Sabah? James Sagerton?
No.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
No.
Okay, Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay, so we're going to add this up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 no's. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote no.
That's the motion. The amendment fails.
Okay, now we vote on the main motion.
Chair, can I move to extend?
No.
We really should debate this.
Can you take the roll, Grace, on the main motion?
Okay, we're going to vote on the main motion. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
What? No.
Okay, Chris Corey? Bill Crozier?
No.
Donald Goldmacher? Rhonda Garner? Dan Goodman?
Abstain.
Okay. Goodman?
Yes.
Sabrina Jacobs? Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Okay. Wally James? Dwayne Lark? Okay. Dwayne Lark? This is the motion to earmark 50% of windfall. I'm stating this because we're getting a lot of no answers and abstentions. We're voting on the main motion to allocate 50% of windfall income, like bequests that were not budgeted for paying down the principal of the loan. 30% of windfall extra money bequests or whatever that go to the stations to be earmarked for paying down the principal of the loan.
Point of order.
So
there wasn't time to read the amendment. Why is there time to read the main motion?
I'm just as a secretary, I'm just taking the time to explain what we're voting on since people are being silent when I call their names. So I'll just continue. Dwayne Lark.
And you couldn't explain the board.
Please continue taking the roll, Grace.
Okay. If I was out of order, I apologize. Dwayne Lark.
I think you were, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Martha Peterson.
Yeah, I vote yes.
Okay, Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
All right, Eileen Rosen?
No.
Okay, Esther Sabah? James Sagerton? James Sagerton?
Pass.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. So we're missing Chris Corey?
No.
Okay. We're missing, see if we're missing anybody else. I don't think so. So we
Madam
have
Secretary,
James Sagerton. You passed.
Yes.
Madam Secretary,
Okay. And,
Madam Secretary,
so
this is Rhonda Garner. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. I have you listed as an abstaining.
Yes, I'd like to change my vote to a yes, please.
Yes. Okay.
And thank you for restating the motion.
Okay, so I will count the yeses. Like I'll count the votes now. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 no's. Have 2 abstentions. Okay, and Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, I'll vote yes.
So the final vote is 13 yes, 4 no's, 2 abstentions.
Okay. We have to go into closed session. And
Nancy, I move to have a continuation meeting of this open session after the closed session.
You've been recognized, Nancy. We're moving into closed session. How much of a break do you guys want? 5 minutes enough?
Mr. Chair, I object strenuously. May I have the floor, please?
What is your objection?
Okay, we have 2 very short items left on this agenda, I believe.
We're out of time. I'm sorry.
I would like to entertain Nancy Sorden's motion to continue this meeting after the closed session, so we can just polish off those 2 items.
Chair, I object. This is Lawrence. Let me ask the parliamentarian if that's even legal. Mr. Tatum, is that a legal kind of thing to do?
It is legal, and it requires a second. It's not debatable.
And it would be it would require a 2/3 vote to pass, correct?
Majority vote.
A majority. Okay. All right. Is there a second for this?
Well, Nancy put the motion forward, and I it could be considered that I'm seconding it.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Let's just go to a vote on it then.
Can you ask if there's any objection?
Are there any objections?
Yes, I object.
Okay. I kind of figured there'd be some objections. Can you be a little more detailed as to exactly what time you want to resume the continuation meeting and for how long you think it should last?
I don't know what time the closed session is going to be, about 45 minutes. And then the remaining items on this meeting are, let's see, 15 minutes plus the motion, probably another 30 minutes for the remainder of the open session. So
we're talking about...
We go back into open session around 11:30 if all goes as planned, and we'd be done by 12 back if we went back into the open session after the closed session.
Okay. All right. Is that more or less... Is that more or less what you wanted a second, Grace? I just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing.
Yes, there are just 2 short items left to this agenda.
Okay, so let's just vote on it then.
Okay, Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay, Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay, Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Right. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Okay, Jan Goodman? Sabrina Jacobs? Wally
yes.
James?
Yes.
Okay, Dwayne Lark? Martha Peterson?
No.
Okay, Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
No.
All right, Lawrence Reyes?
Pass.
All right, Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Okay, Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay, Mansour Sabah? Sagerton? Nancy
yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, and I'm missing Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
All right. Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Okay. So we have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses. We have 1, 2 no's. And 1, 2 abstentions. Here, do you wish to vote?
I'll abstain.
Okay. So the motion passes. 12 yes, 2 no's, 3 abstentions.
Okay. So we'll be back in a continuation meeting. That means we have to coordinate with Otis to put us back on the screen when we come back into open session. That'll
I
be interesting.
I would be happy to do that.
Okay.
Don't worry.
We need a little bit of a break before we go to closed session. Is 5 minutes enough?
Okay, for me.
Or do you want to make
same phone number?
No, it's a different number. Look at you. Look
no,
at your
notice. When we go back to open session, same numbers we're on now?
I guess.
Oh, right. Okay. Same number for going back.
We'll find out. If it's not the same number, we'll let you know.
I'll ask out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. We'll reconvene in 5 minutes at 10:55 or 10:56, rather. Okay? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.